Good morning, Holy Ones. Oh, there. We need to hear more Holy Ones. Good morning, Holy Ones. All right. In our scripture for this morning, be kind and honest. Two things that will open doors for anyone. Right? Kindness and honesty. Two things that we need a lot, especially these days. People are becoming more and more selfish, and they are more and more self-centered, and our society is reflecting that. Very sadly, but the scriptures told us that this is the signs of the last days. Life is not about me. Life is about everyone else around me. I'm just part of a island that everybody belongs in. And so it says, be kind and honest, and you will live a long life. The objective of life is not just to have for a few minutes, for a few days, for 70 years. Many people use their lives in such a way, looks like they are in a hurry to return. It's just like a gift that they received, and they are anxious to go back to the store and just return. When they put some things in their veins, when they do other things with their lives, looks like they are anxious to give up life. Life supposed to be forever, a long life. Others will respect you and treat you fairly with justice. That's what the verse says. Today, I'd like to warn you, I may cough a little bit, okay? So I will try to cover the microphone as much as I can. But I'm finding a cold like some of you are doing the same thing. Apostles of Life, Part 2. Last week, we talked about six of the apostles. Today, we're going to talk about the other six. But do you think, I'm talking about the human beings now. As I mentioned last week, apostles in our application here means something that comes out of life and go to others to give life. The word apostle means to be sent out, okay? So I'm not talking actually about the individuals. You realize that I'm talking about essence, elements of life that goes out and makes life meaningful. So last week I mentioned to you here, some of you were not here, so I'll repeat this. What is the difference between a disciple and an apostle? A disciple comes in to learn. An apostle is the one who goes out to teach. You see, that's the difference. When you come in as a disciple. You learn, you're trained. Once that you're trained, you don't remain a disciple. You become an apostle. You go out to teach all that you have received. So life is about receiving and giving. It's never about receiving and keeping. All right? So that's what it's all about. What is life? If you ask people about to define to you what life is, everyone will give you probably a different interpretation of life. According to the scriptures, life is only found in God. I mentioned this also last week. Some of you may be surprised when I made that statement. Life, God did not create life. Some people, what? God did not create life. God only shares life because He is life. Amen. So anyone who has life has God in them. And the only way we can lose that is when we turn our backs to God. Therefore, we, by default, we say we don't want anything to do with life. And that's how death comes to those that refuse life. Satan replied this to the Lord when they were in this dialogue talking. He says, skin for skin. A man or a woman will give up everything he or she has to save his or her life. Is that true? In many cases, yes. But coming from the lips of Satan, I won't be surprised that that's a lie, because a lot of people do not invest that much in their lives, and that's why they lose it. We're supposed to be investing everything we have in life. because life is everything that we are. Without life, we are nothing. Jesus Christ is life. And then it says life, meaning Christ, Paul, the disciples, the apostles, according to his purpose. And then he named 12 of them. One day soon after Jesus went up to the mountain to pray, and he prayed the whole night, and then he chose the 12 apostles. Remember, he had many disciples, but he says 12 wants to be apostles. Now, Jesus Christ says clearly, I am. And all the things that he said that he is, one of the most relevant of them all, I think it puts all of them together. He says, I am life. No one can have life without having Christ. Now, you are familiar with this, especially if you're a nurse or a doctor, or if you have been in the hospital, you may have seen those things. But, of course, when you see them in the monitor, you don't see Christ standing right there. So, I am the way. He said, I am the truth. I am life. The only way to the Father is through me. There's no other way. John 14, verse 6. Yes, he is the life. There is no life without him. He is the life in our lives. If we have him, we keep our lives forever. And that's what is Jesus Christ saying clearly. I am life. Life, we mentioned here last week. L stands for love. The heart of life is love. Anybody who has life and has no love is like they are already dead. It's just like when Christ says, let the dead bury their dead. Have you seen people that looks like they cannot feel any, have no feeling of any kind, looks like they are monsters? Brother Jett was talking about someone in the news that has been, a lawyer that has been convicted of killing his wife and also his son. And I noticed that his last name is M-U-R-D, a short for murder. And then the last part is awe. And you can see the awe, murder, awe. And that's really, I thought that it was unique that his name is has the first initials of murder. But we have to understand that one of the things that the people are saying is that they were impressed how that person can, he was convicted, okay? I'm not judging him. Some 12 people did judge him. The fact is that a person can go and kill a son and a wife, or kill anybody for that matter. How can that a human being can even call themselves human being? And then I read in the same news in another location, a lady called a last name, it called my attention. Her last name is Cain. You know Cain? She killed 3 people, including herself. Why? Because the mortgage company wants her house back. And she has to give the house back, so she decides to take her life, to take her husband's life, and tried to take her children's life also. She killed one, but the other one she wounded. The person, the daughter is in the hospital, tried to recover. And I thought, Cain is still killing. Yeah, he started the first one who did in the beginning, he's still killing. And so love is the essence of life. Labor, by the way, many people do not realize this, but one of the greatest gifts that God has given to us besides love is the ability to labor. There's no life for the lazy ones. Labor is good. And to learn. Learn is a gift that God has given us. God gave us the intellect, what makes us in his image. We are able to reason. We have the ability to reason. And that makes us accountable for every decision we make. Inspiration. God is in us. Instruction. Now today, we go to the last 6. F stands for faith, permanence, and fairness. And E for enthusiasm. enjoyment, and ever. Ever here is for eternal, forever, okay? So, love, but anyone who does not love does not know God. Why? God is love. That's what we mentioned last week. So just to, if you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love. As just as I have kept my Father's commandments, and I remain in his love. Some people call the Ten Commandments the law, the Jewish law. And when they read this, they get a little bit confused because Jesus Christ says, I have kept my Father's commandments. And you, he says, if you love me, you keep my commandments. Jesus Christ said that as well. Labor, whatever you do, work at with all your heart. I'm going to use this verse later again. As though you were working for the Lord and not for people. That's very important. Learning. To have knowledge, you must first have reverence to God. Many people think that knowledge is wisdom. Knowledge is not wisdom. Knowledge is just a bunch of information that has not been processed yet. Wisdom is what processes information. And what you do with it, how you apply it, that is wisdom. And wisdom is a gift from God. Fools, of course, they don't want anything to do with God. So fools have no respect for wisdom. That's why they call them fools. And refuse to learn. They don't want anything to do with wisdom. That's why they get the name fool. Intellect, it is a God given to us. God made us in his image with ability to reason. Therefore, make us accountable for every decision we make in life. Everyone. Now, inspiration. I'm going just a little faster with this because I mentioned all this last week. This is just for those that were not here because I don't want them just to get half of the message. So I'm just going through this. Please be patient with the ones that are visiting us for the first time today. Okay? So they have an idea, a sequence. All the scriptures. How much of the scriptures? Some people say that this part is good. Oh, no. Come back here. Okay. They said this part is the Bible. They don't call this part of the Bible because they say, says this is the Jewish assembly. They call this the Jewish. This, they said, inspired. But the scripture says all the scriptures. Do you know when this was said? This part did not exist yet. So when the Bible says all the scriptures, it's making a reference for what was already in and for what was coming. It is a description of all the scriptures is inspired by God. As profitable for doctrine, to teach, for reproof, to correct, for correction, for instruction, and for righteousness. This is what the Bible tells us. So love, labor, learn, intellect, inspiration, and instruction. Now the second part, faith, fairness, firmness and fairness, enthusiasm, enjoyment, and ever, meaning everlasting. So today, let's talk about the last six. To have faith is to be sure of the things that we hope for. I have not found any other better definition of faith than the one the scriptures gives us. And how appropriate, because the whole scriptures is about faith. To have faith is to be sure of the things we hope for. To be sure. To have conviction. To be certain of the things we cannot see. To be sure, to be certain, that's what faith does for us. No one can please God without faith. You cannot be religious. You cannot have a church. You cannot be part of the church unless you have faith. You cannot relate to God. Faith is in our brain. You can imagine your brain. If there was a window there or a door, when you open, you see the face of God. That's what faith is. If you do not open, you don't see God. But if you open, God will be always, every single time you open that window, God will be there. I'm saying, I have my eyes on you, kid. I'm watching you. That is what faith is all about. God is watching. But without faith, there's no relationship is possible with God. For whatever, for whoever comes to God must have faith that God exists and rewards those who seek Him. Now, here is a text that says this. Fools say to themselves, there is no God. Why would a fool tell themselves there is no God? By the way, I have met few fools in my life. People who try to convince themselves there is no God. And I find amazing that they spend so much energy and money to try to prove that God doesn't exist. Isn't that foolishness? It's just like me saying, I'll pay you, all of you, $10,000 if you can convince me that this plant is not here. It's ridiculous. Everybody can see that it's here. Why would I spend money to prove that it's not here? It is foolishness, as the fool says there is no God. And what happened is that the reason why the fool says there is no God is because it is very disturbing for a fool to realize that they are fools. And to deny God is to deny wisdom, the Creator, and everything else that makes sense. Fools are evil and do terrible things. There is no one who does anything good. I mean, among the fools, of course. Faith, you can pray for anything if you have faith. And if you have faith, what happens? You will receive it. Some people may say, I have been praying for something for a long time and I have not received. What can you say to a person who says that to you? Maybe you just need a little bit of faith. Because it's not the praying that gives you something. And many of us are confused. We think that if we just pray, then we receive. No. If you pray with faith, you have to have faith first. And faith will lead you to talk to God, converse with God. Mary was not yet a wife of Joseph. She was just a bride. And an angel, Gabriel, appeared to her and told her, you're going to have a child. And she said, not possible, I am not married. Yes, this will be a work of God. You will be conceived by the Holy Spirit. And he was talking to her, and then he said, by the way, your cousin Elizabeth, you know, she's old. She's very old. She's 6 months pregnant. I can imagine Mary said, what? What did you just told me? Because she knew how old she was. And then the angel says this, for with God, nothing will be impossible. This is something that every Christian should have written some place in your house. For with God, nothing will be impossible. Can you imagine if you pass by something like this and listen, look at this every day as you go out of your house? You should be on the portal. With God, nothing is impossible. You would be amazing. Those words, the impact it will do in your life. Keep telling yourself over and over, with God, nothing is impossible. Paul said this, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He said, oh, I believe with God I can do all things. He says, through Christ I can do all things. He also says, every test that you have experienced is the kind that normally comes to all people. By the way, some people think that they are a bigger target for Satan than others. We all target the same way. All of us. He says, every test or every temptation that you have experienced in your life, it Every human being goes through the same thing. Don't think that the devil is being picked on you. Everyone is treated the same way. Look at the second part of this verse. But God keeps his promise. Amen. He says, and he will not allow you to be tested, to be afflicted, to be tempted beyond your power to remain firm. The emphasis here, the power to remain firm. This is what is important. And that power comes from where? From God, the only one who can give you. And he says, at the time you are put to the test, he will give you the strength to endure it. And so provide you with a way out. I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, but in my journey as a Christian, this is one text that has helped me a lot. Why? Because it portrays not God being the one who is tempting me. It's not God who is provoking me. All the bad things that come to my life is not God's doing. And it says clearly, if we resist, stand firm, God will find us a way out. So he controls the tempter. It says, put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all the strategy of the evil one. You know why they call him the devil? This is just for the kids. You know why they call him the devil? Because he do evil. He does evil. The one who does evil. The evil. Devil. Yes. Remember, is the one who does evil. The devil. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Look at this. Be alert, stand firm in the faith. Be brave, be strong. 1 Corinthians 16:13. Yes, can you see someone standing on the top of that hill? A solid rock. He says, stand still. Stand firm. That's what God asks us to do in our lives. Storms are coming. And I don't talk about the weather. I'm talking about moral struggles are coming. Difficult times are coming to those that have faith. Those that are there to stand firm to their convictions. But don't be sad or afraid, because God promised he will stand with us. And he will judge the world in fairness. He will decide what is fair for the nations. Let's talk about God. He is the one. He will do this. And then it says, then Peter replied this. I see very clearly that God shows no favoritism. By the way, when you read this story in the Bible, it actually is talking about racism. It's talking about discriminating against other people for any particular reason. It says God does not show that kind of behavior and doesn't expect us to have that in us either. My dear brothers and sisters, it says, how can you claim to have faith in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ if you favor some people over others, but basis in any kind of reason? Some people use reason because of race, some people gender, age. Some people treat those that are close to them one way and treat others in a different way. The Bible says clearly this, my dear brothers and sisters, how can you claim to have faith in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ if you favor some people over others, or you show favoritism. It's not proper for us to do. Doesn't this discrimination show that your judgments are guided by evil motives? Definitely. So it's very important for us not to discriminate. The word enthusiasm comes from the Greek word entheos, which means, and means in, and plus theos means God. So enthusiasm means God within. That's what the word enthusiasm literally means. Okay? So now with that in mind, and I made the color different so that you can see the T-H-U-S is for God. So that's what I call it that way. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of what? Of God. That's what it means. God. God within. Who is in you, within you. Okay? It says whom you have from God, and you are not of your own because you are purchased by the blood of Christ. So it says clearly, enthusiasm means God in us, and all of us have to have God in us, or we'll be dropping dead.
Yeah.
Enthusiasm means never be lazy. Have you seen people that have lacked enthusiasm to do everything? They call low energy people. The Bible says never be lazy, never lack enthusiasm. When you are committed to do anything in life, do with God within. You know, do with gusto. But work hard and serve the Lord. How? With God within. That's the way you should live your life. Never be lazy, but work hard to serve the Lord with enthusiasm. Whatever you do, work it with enthusiasm. That's what it means, with all your heart. Show ganas. Yes, work hard. As though you are working for the Lord because the Lord is in you and not just to please people. Enjoyment. I pray that God, the God who gives hope, I'll fill you with much joy and peace while you trust in Him. Then your hope will be overflowed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, this is Paul saying to the Romans, the church in Rome. He was saying, I pray that the Lord gives you and fills you with much joy. Is it possible for somebody to have Christ, to have God within and not have joy? So it's a given. For it is my Father's will that all who see His Son and believe in Him should have eternal life. I will raise them at the last day. Brothers and sisters, God gave you life for you to keep forever. He didn't give you life for you just to get in the line, the returning line, and just say, you have you noticed that every time with Thanksgiving or other occasions, people receive a lot of gifts, Christmas, and then the stores, they have a long line. Everybody returned their gifts because maybe they didn't like it. Maybe they have too many of the same thing. Maybe they need the cash for something else, but they have a long line. Don't get on the line to return life. Life was meant for you to keep forever. I know that everything God does will continue for a long forever. Would that include you too? Did God create you? So for how long should you live? People cannot add anything to what God has done. And they cannot take anything away from it. God does it this way to make people respect Him, reverence Him. Everything, and that everything, you are part of it as well. Everything God has done is to be forever. So be very careful how you live your life. Do not live like those who are not wise, but live wisely. Remember the fools? They say there's no God. They don't want anything to do. But it says live wisely, and you live for a long time. Use every chance you have for doing what? Doing good. Because these are evil times. And then, as water reflects your face, I like this verse very much. I think some of you probably never thought about this verse before. As water reflects your face, so your mind shows what kind of person you are. I put life on the corner of there because there is a version. I didn't find the version, but there's a version that says, as water reflects your face, so your life shows the kind of a person you are. How you live your life describes precisely who you are. Now, I have shown you 12 apostles, 12 things that the life itself wants you to have. If you have all those 12, if you practice them, you will have eternal life. I can guarantee you this, brothers and sisters. Now, here is an actual picture. Can you read what it says there? Just do it. I think the Nike was not very smart in doing this because this is actually a returning line. People are returning their merchandise. If you look at the guy in a black shirt here, he has a Nike box. He's just returning. All this, it was a very long, long line. They're all returning their gift. And then the sign says, just do it, return. Just return. I know that they didn't mean that way. But sometimes a picture can tell a million words just by the picture. And they're all returning. I'd like to say this to you, brothers and sisters. Don't go back to God and surrender your life and walk away. If you want to bring your life to Christ, bring it with a purpose to keep it forever.
Amen.
And just the sign says, just do it. Why? What is life stands for? Life is forever. May the Lord bless each one of you. And as you learn to enjoy life, this wonderful gift, don't think about returning. Keep it. Because the Lord made it and gave it to you for you to keep forever. Let's all stand and sing.